Hi, I'm Teresa Hegel, and this is Wearables Talk. Today, I'll be speaking with Nick Thomason, Creative Director of CODIS Design in Seattle. CODIS is one of the winners of the 2017 Wearables Apparel Design Awards. Nick will tell us what makes CODIS so successful, as well as some of the big apparel trends he sees in the near future. Thanks for joining us, Nick.
Yeah, good to be here.
So, first of all, could you just tell us, like, how would you describe your design philosophy?
Yeah, I mean, we have lots of different ideas that we use, but one of the bigger picture ones is, you know, we want to make stuff people want. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that goes not just apparel, but any kind of promotional product. We want to do stuff that, you know, people want to keep and they don't toss, you know, they get excited to wear it. And so part of that from the designer standpoint is, you know, would you wear this? This is a question we kind of have our designers ask themselves as they're designing something. Mm-hmm. You know, would they wear this? Not that they have to, you know, enjoy every single thing they design, but it's a good, you know, it's a good question to gauge. Is this something that's wearable? Are people going to get excited about this? You know, with that, we like to think, you know, retail in terms of our inspiration. So we look at a lot of sites. We do a lot of pinning. We share our pins within the team, and we kind of use that as our inspiration for what gets us excited.
Yeah, and you guys do kind of like a lot of maybe like not like the norm when it comes to decorating, like the like custom pockets or, you know, things that are screen printed in a way that's not just, you know, very standard.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, that's kind of come when we started screen printing ourselves about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, you just learn more, you go deeper when you start doing something and understanding things, something, you know, better on your end. So, mm-hmm. So yeah, because of that, we've been able to kind of, you know, try some things, do a little experimenting and kind of use the mixed media within our shop to kind of create some of these looks. And a lot of it is inspired by what we see in retail. How do we recreate that on a custom basis for smaller orders, you know, right. Stuff that people don't have to go, you know, necessarily overseas and wait, you know, 3 months and buy 1,000 or something. Like how do we do that, you know, quicker and make it down here, you know, in the U.S.
Right.
But along with that, I mean, it's also going deeper with our actual suppliers and trying to understand things better. We love learning about the process. I mean, going back to one of our design philosophies is design for the medium, mm-hmm. right? If you know the medium, if you know the type of fabric, if you know the shirt, if you know the, you know, where the imprint size is, if you know the different parts of that product, you're going to know how to design for it a lot better.
Right. And so what would you say makes CODIS stand out as an apparel decorator?
Yeah, and it kind of goes, I think, back to integrating design in the process. And, mm-hmm. you know, one thing we talk about is print engineering. So instead of, you know, having designers design something that's, you know, looks nice, how do we actually think about the product from the beginning, right? How do we print engineer that product as early as we can? Where salespeople, designers, everybody's kind of thinking about, you know, what is the fabric? What's the makeup? Is it 100% cotton? Can we do discharge water based, or is it, you know, is it a poly? You know, is it a blend? How is the zipper? Is it a covered zipper? You know, what can we do on the hood? There's a lot of things you can kind of get at early on if you think that way. And so I think that's been a huge benefit for us is having our own print shop. You know, I'm down at the print shop. We have designers down there. We have salespeople that come down. We have, you know, clients that come in. And so we understand, you know, what it takes to make that piece, you know, much more than we did before.
Right. So it's a lot of the thought process and the research and whatnot that kind of puts you in a different spot than some other places. And so kind of just to like look forward, what would you say, what are some apparel design and decoration trends you see for the upcoming year in 2017?
Yeah, you know, we do a lot of work for the college market, so that's a good gauge on what's going on. What, you know, what are the college kids asking for? What are they looking for? I mean, what they've been asking for a lot this last year, and I think is going to continue, is, you know, any of the outdoor brands, Patagonia, the hiking stuff. They love that. That's just, there's been a ton of that. You know, we, because of our print shop, we've been able to think about embellishments. So, you know, patches, embroidery. How can we take, you know, do screen printing, mix it with some embroidery, add a patch. You know, that's definitely something you see a lot in retail, and
right.
and probably something that, you know, maybe other decorators aren't really thinking as much about. But if we you know, since we have a lot of these capabilities within our own print shop, we can kind of mix the media in pretty fun ways. You know, I think the more colors, even more bold colors, patterns, neons, that's still here to stay. I think that will keep, you know, keep going. Since we're working with the college market, we do a lot of the collegiate look. And so I think that's something that we'll keep seeing, not just in college, but, you know, elsewhere as well.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Nick. That's all.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. So that's all the time we have today. I'm Teresa Hegel. Thanks for listening to Wearables Talk.